This is your labor host and roaming reporter, Willie Terry. And today on Labor Talk, I will like to do something a little bit different. The 2018 midterm election is around the corner and will be happening on Tuesday, November the 6th. Now, all of labor is talking about this election cycle, and they are mobilizing their members to vote through phone banks, candidate literature drops, social media, and knocking on doors through labor walks to get them out to vote in droves. Now, the AFL-CIO said, quote, labor see the November election as shaping up to be among the most consequential in recent U.S. history, unquote. Now, based on all of the setbacks that labor have had over the past years, that is the Janus decision and also the appointment of another right-wing conservative Supreme Court judge by our nationalist president, Donald Trump. Now, in your local area of Albany, Troy, Schenectady, and other districts in the capital region, all labor members and community residents will be voting for governor, you'll be voting for lieutenant governor, state attorney general, U.S. Senate, U.S. House of Representatives, New York State Senate, New York State Assembly, and various other local and county representatives. Now, if you're having problems dissecting some of this information or need some help, you could contact the League of Women Voters of New York State. And you can contact them at www.lwvny.org. That's www.lwvny.org. Or you could call them at 1-866-598-6971. That's 1-866-598-6971. And they have lots of resources that can help you if you're having problems dissecting this midterm election. Elections are important. But at Labor Talk, we think that follow-up participation after the election by labor and community members in the political process is equally important as voting. And this is to keep pressure on your representatives, no matter what party they are from, to protect your rights and your interests. So get involved in the political process after the election. Now, one of the most important local elections that being held in Troy is the district attorney in Rensselaer County. I attended American Civil Liberty Union seminar back in September at the Oakwood Community Center on Hoosick Street in Troy, New York. This seminar was about civil liberty issues in Troy. Now, at that seminar, I had a chance to interview one of their attorneys, ACLU New York attorney Nicole Triplett. And she was holding a workshop on the importance of the district attorney in communities, why we should pay special attention to who is the district attorney. Now, in Troy, there is a heated district attorney race going on between incumbent district attorney Joe Abelub and his challenger, former judge Mary Pat Donnelly. Now, one of the most controversial issues in that race is mass incarceration and prosecuting police criminality. And Nicole Triplett spoke about those issues. Nicole Triplett.
Nicole Triplett with New York Civil Liberties Union.
And what's your position in it?
I'm a policy counsel working on decarceration issues, criminal justice issues, spanning from bail, discovery, speedy trial, jail conditions, things to really advance criminal justice reform.
So at this meeting today, you led a workshop, or you gave a presentation on the district attorney role in the criminal justice reform. Could you tell me some more information about why you talked about that?
Sure. So, you know, there's been a growing consensus that incarceration has not been the solution to address many of our societal ills. And so with the call for more statewide legislation to address the injustices of our criminal justice system, so too we should address holding DAs accountable, district attorneys. Our district attorneys, for the most part, wield a lot of power over issues that don't only deal with who to press charges for, but things that affect our lives in the community. And so with the upcoming election in November 6th, for your district attorney, among other positions, we at New York Civil Liberties Union, although nonpartisan, believe that people should be more educated on the role of a DA and the immense power and the immense discretion that they have, so that when before they go into the polls, they realize what they're voting for and the impact of their vote.
Well, yeah, a lot of people don't really get into the DA, you know, when they're voting, you're right.
Right.
And now, you led the workshop that you had, it was kind of lively. what were some of the things that went on there?
It was indeed lively is an understatement. I was privileged with the opportunity to be able to hear from community members of Troy, to hear like what their concerns are, their definition and how they envision public safety. I do believe the notion of public safety is a locally born concept that it needs to be invested in by people who are impacted. And so we were able to talk about DAs, but we also talked about something that was pressing for them, and that's police misconduct. What I heard from people in my group is that there have been violent altercations with the police, and that they feel disempowered to be able to address it in a way that would bring about change. Obviously, no resolutions were met, but it definitely forced a conversation that I think many in my group were glad to have, which is to say, you know, what is the police's role in our community? What is the DA's role in holding police officers accountable? If DAs are given the authority to be able to uphold the law, if they have the obligation to uphold the law, what does that mean for police officers? And so when they engage in misconduct, what I heard is a lot of anger, a lot of stories of feelings of people feeling like they've been wronged and feeling unsafe, rather. And so there's this paradox, because you know police officers are supposed to hold, you know, they're also given the obligation to keep people safe. And what I'm hearing is that they don't feel safe. And so the conversation was lively. We were able to hear about varied experiences with police officers and then people's perspectives on the role of the district attorney here in Troy.
So are you aware that the right outside the church, someone was killed by the police? And I think there was some discretion in terms of what the district attorney did in Rensselaer County?
I am aware. So we held this discussion not to talk about the specifics of that case and the case that resulted with the charges against the current district attorney, but really, again, to talk more broadly on the role of district attorney and how the power can be in our hands to be able to change the state of affairs with our vote for a district attorney. And so while, you know, the people in my group were they made it very clear that they're dissatisfied with the way police relations with the community have been dealt with, the point and the offshoot and the upshot of this was to say that November 6th, you know, we need to be educated on all the decisions that district attorneys make. We need to be educated on their stances on each of those factors and decision points, and then make it an informed decision and then afterwards place pressure on that elected to be held accountable and meet the demands of the people who elected.
So what's the follow-up after this?
The follow-up is I don't determine that. I think a lot will depend on the community of Troy. I think that we were able to brainstorm and strategize a number of next steps some of which included just having more spaces where we can strategize and with more people that are represented. Some of the next steps that they were able to come up with included, you know, writing letters with more sign-ons from different organizations to elevate issues of their concern. Others were like, how do we make it clear what's within the wheelhouse of a DA? Like, one person told me that I didn't know that, you know, DAs for the most part can determine or they administer diversion programs and they run diversion programs and they have a lot of influence on who gets diverted and who gets treatment versus who gets incarcerated. And so those type of conversations, I think, will need to continue to be had. And from each conversation, I think more next steps will come about. And I think that's how solutions are achieved.
Okay. Thank you, Nicole. Thank you for listening to Labor Talk. And don't forget, vote Tuesday, November the 6th. Very important. This is your Labor Talk host and Roman reporter, Willie Terry, over and out.